Listener, summer nights are heating up, and if your mattress is trapping heat, it might be time for a change. Avocado Green Mattresses use breathable, organic materials that sleep cooler naturally. All avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton. Breathable materials that sleep cooler and are free from harmful chemicals. Destined to provide exceptional comfort and support with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meeting diverse sleep needs and preferences. Take our mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you. And it promotes better sleep through breathable, naturally temperature regulating materials, which can improve overall well-being. No harmful chemicals, just healthy materials for a cleaner, safer sleep. Avocado is committed to sustainability. Every avocado mattress is made from eco-friendly materials and built to last. High quality means fewer replacements, better for the planet and your wallet. And avocado mattresses are ethical and transparent. From sourcing to production, Avocado holds itself to the highest sustainability and safety standards. Certified organic and always honest. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and check out their mattress and bedding sale. Avocado. Dream of better.
Right, have you got any injuries? Whereabouts have you been stabbed?
No, not me. The neighbours.
The neighbour's been stabbed. By who?
By me. I've stabbed both of them.
Are they still conscious and breathing?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. What's your name?
Colin Reeves.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
On the afternoon of Sunday, November 21st, 2021, the beautiful town of Taunton in Somerset, Northwest England, held its annual Christmas light switch-on. Families arrived in the town center with their young children to watch as the bright festive lights came to life, lighting up the buildings around them. It's a tradition many families enjoy together each year, but that day marked the end of family life for two families in 2021. In a small village called Norton Fitzwarren, just outside Taunton, a haze of extreme explosive violence would result in two people losing their lives, young children left orphaned, and one man facing criminal trial for double murder. Not long after 9 p.m. on that Sunday night, in the sleepy new build development of Dragon Rise, the back door security light of Jennifer and Stephen Chappell's home flicked on. Their two boys, aged 5 and 6 years old, had been put to bed hours before and were sleeping soundly upstairs. 36-year-old Stephen was a well-loved IT teacher at West Somerset College. It was a secondary school in Minehead in Somerset, 23 miles away from his home in Dragon Rise. His wife, 33-year-old Jennifer, worked as a customer service advisor at the coffee shop of the popular Otter Garden Center in Norton Fitzwarren. At that time on a Sunday night, they were probably thinking about preparing for bed themselves. They had no idea what was about to explode into their homes. Seconds after the security light illuminated their backyard, surrounded by neatly painted brown fence panels, a man's voice screeched out into the night. Terrified screams would follow. For 5 to 10 seconds, the screams continued to shrill and echo before silence replaced them. It was a terrifying silence. Sean Hunt lived next door to the Chappells. He knew the couple. They were friendly and chatty. There was never anything like this coming from their home before. He sent a text message to Jennifer asking if she was all right. He didn't get a response. He sent another message, this time to Tim and Emma Slocum, who were also neighbors of the Chappells, to see if they had heard the screams and knew what was going on. All three came out of their homes and walked a few paces to the chapel's front door. Sean spotted a tissue on the pavement covered in what looked like blood. Emma began knocking on the chapel's front door, feeling more and more uneasy. When no one answered and she could hear no noise from inside, she tried the door handle. It was unlocked. She stepped inside and into the living room of the home. Her husband close behind her. In front of them lay a scene of bloodshed. Jennifer was slumped on the couch, silent and not moving, as Emma repeatedly called her name. She began registering the pools of blood around and on her body. Tim ran over to Stephen Chapel, who was lying on the floor closer to the back door. He too was covered in blood. As Tim reached out to check for a pulse, Emma rang 999, desperate to get some help for her neighbors. Moments later, a man who neither of them knew ran through the front door. He looked at the scene and began to shout for everyone to get out of the house. He was angry and aggressive. Tim tried to tell him they needed to help these people. The man told him there was no point. The couple were already dead. The man snatched the phone from Emma's hand and began shouting at the ambulance dispatcher, demanding to know where they were and why they were taking so long to arrive. Emma and Tim backed out of the house, shocked and traumatized at what they had just witnessed. Jennifer and Stephen Chapel's two sons were upstairs in the house, woken by the commotion downstairs as their parents' killer had entered their home. They were too young to have any idea what they were listening to. They would be found distressed, but physically unhurt moments later by police officers and medical personnel as they flooded Dragon Rise. Immediately to the right of Chapel's home was the house of Colin Reeves and his wife Kaylee. They also had two young children. Colin was a lorry driver after leaving the highly regarded 24 Commando unit of the Royal Army in 2017. Earlier that day, he had taken his daughters to the Christmas lights switch-on with his mom and sister. They had all enjoyed the trip, and once back home at about 5 p.m., Colin had put his daughters to bed. There were tensions between Colin and Kaylee. They had been getting worse in recent months. Kaylee had been home that night, and they had argued after the children were in bed. They hadn't been getting on. They were snappy with each other, short-tempered, quick to argue. Kaylee had become increasingly unhappy in the marriage. She was wondering whether they should have a break and some time apart to assess what they really wanted. They did not enjoy living in Dragon Rise. It was a small estate that was friendly and neighborly. Two rows of neatly painted attached homes sat facing each other, with a small patch of front garden and a designated parking space each. Painted a bright white with a small decorative door overhang above each front door, they were modern houses, perfect for small families. The parking, or lack of it, was one area that frustrated the residents of this cozy development. Each home had just one allocated parking space outside their door, but many families had more than one vehicle. This meant residents often had to park on the road, or if their cars were small, try to squeeze both into one parking spot, nose to tail. Both the Reeves family and the Chapels had a car each and were able to park outside their own houses easily. At the end of 2020, Jennifer Chapel passed her driving test and excitedly got her own car. The Chapels went from a one-car household to a two-car, and suddenly, parking became a little more complicated. The two families initially got on very well with each other. Both had children, and Kaylee and Jennifer would bump into each other on the school run. During the COVID lockdown in 2020, they would exchange text messages about the school and the children, helping each other out where they could. By May 2021, however, the relationship had soured, and now there was tension, distrust, harsh words being thrown. The parking situation at Dragon Rise and Jennifer, now having her own car, was at the center of these rows. No one could have predicted how this would come to play a role in the appalling events that would occur less than a year later. On the night of November 21st, at around 8 p.m., Kaylee told Colin she wanted a two-week trial separation. She had had enough of the rows and the tension, the fights. She felt that things needed to change. This was not news he wanted to hear. As Kaylee watched television upstairs, Colin sat on the stairs and cried before going downstairs to the living room. Less than an hour later, Kaylee would hear screams ring out from the chapel's home next door. Startled and confused, she went downstairs and into her living room. Colin wasn't there. On the floor was a display frame that usually sat pride of place on the wall of that room. Inside were some pictures of Colin from his army days. In 2010, he had undertaken and passed the grueling 13-week all-armed commando course to achieve his greatly respected Green Beret. Passing those tests and becoming a Royal Marine Commando was no easy feat. With those images inside the frame was a ceremonial dagger given to him when he left the army. The dagger was the emblem of the commandos. As Kaylee looked at the remnants of the frame on the floor, she could see the dagger was missing, and she knew the implications. Panicked at what her husband might have done, she called his mom, Lynn Reeves, telling her about the screams, about the dagger, and that her husband wasn't in the house. Moments after she hung up, Colin walked in the back door. He had a glazed look in his eye. His hands were covered in blood. He grabbed the house phone, went into the living room, and he shut the door behind him.
You're through to the police. What's the location of your emergency?
I've stabbed
right, when's
neighbor's
that?
Husband and the mother.
Right, where are you at the moment?
Dragon Rise.
Okay. Rise, is that Dragon Rise?
Yes.
Alright, okay. Where did the incident happen?
Sorry?
Where did the incident happen?
Dragon Rise.
Alright, okay. And are you safe at the moment?
Yes.
Right, have you got any injuries? Whereabouts have you been stabbed?
No, not me, the neighbours.
The neighbour's been stabbed by who?
By me.
By you?
Yes.
Right, okay. And where are they? Are they in their house?
Yes.
Alright, stay on the line for me, okay? How bad are the injuries?
They've both been stabbed.
Right,
okay.
Several times. Alright, stay on the line for me, okay? Are you in your house on your own?
No, I'm with my wife, my children in bed.
Alright, okay. Alright, tell me exactly what's happened. Tell me exactly what's happened. Take a deep breath.
I went round.
Yeah.
With a knife.
Okay.
And I've stabbed both of them.
Alright, how many times?
I don't know, a couple of times each, not two or three times each, maybe.
Okay. Are they still conscious and breathing?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Okay, are you at home now?
Yes.
And are they males or females?
One male, one female.
Okay. All right, stay on the phone to me, okay? What's your name?
Colin Reeves.
All right, Colin. How are you spelling your surname?
R-W-E-V-E-S.
All right. And did you say your wife is with you?
Sorry?
Did you say your wife is with you?
Yes.
All right. What kind of knife did you use?
It was a dagger.
Okay. All right, just stay on the line for me, okay? We're going to get some help out there as soon as we can. All right. Stay on the line for me, okay?
Okay.
How long ago did this happen?
About 20 minutes.
Alright, okay. Alright, Colin, just stay on the line to me, okay? We're going to get some help out there. So you stabbed them both several times?
Yes.
Where's the knife now?
It's in my house.
Okay. Alright. You've done the right thing by calling us, okay?
Yeah.
Alright, just stay on the line for me.
Listener, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code Obscura. Forget one size fit all supplements.
that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listener, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code Obscura. So head to mood.com, find your functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code Obscura when you check out to save 20% off on your first order. Listener, did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took the True Age test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age, and the results completely changed the way I think about my health. Biological age is a powerful indicator of how fast you're aging internally, which directly predicts your risk for serious disease. Here's why that matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. That's a big deal, and it's completely avoidable. The good news is, nearly 90% of the biological aging is in your hands. Yes, it's driven by things like your lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means you have a lot of control over it. I was surprised by my results, and I realized that I have some work to do. And I bet if you took the test, there might be a few changes that you need to make, listener. The True Age test didn't just give me a number. It showed me how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. It was eye-opening. My true age was a few years higher than my current age. It was a wake-up call that I needed to make some serious changes. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home, no doctor visit or big needles, just a quick, painless finger prick. You send off that tiny sample in a prepaid package, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health. It's fast and hassle-free. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code Obscura to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com and use code Obscura at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Just getting some details down on the look, okay? What happened when you left? What was their situation when you left?
He was lying on the floor. She was lying on the sofa.
Right, okay. And were they awake? Were they...
No, I think they were sort of drifting.
And what room are they in?
In the living room.
Okay.
While Kaylee was upstairs watching TV, Colin Reeves had carefully removed his dagger from the frame on the wall and left his house by the back door. CCTV camera footage would show him climbing up and over the panel fence that separated his backyard from the chapel's next door. The chapel's security camera captured their killer creeping toward their back door. He was crouched low and moved quietly and carefully, setting off the motion sensor security light as he approached. The chapel's black and white cat, startled by the sudden bright light, darted away from the door and down the length of the garden in panic. In Colin's hand is a large dagger. At the back door, he moves the handle downward. The door opens, and he burst into their home. The audio recording caught his cries as he charged the unsuspecting couple. "Die, fuckers, die!" He screamed as he began to stab them over and over again. Jennifer Chappell did not have time to get to her feet from the sofa before she was attacked. She was stabbed 6 times to her shoulder and upper chest, her heart, and a major blood vessel, both impaled by the knife as Reeves plunged it repeatedly into her body. Stephen Chappell was also stabbed 6 times. He was close to the back door when he was attacked, unable to reach safety,
when the couple were no longer moving or showing any signs of life, Colin Chappell had left their home, climbed back over to his own garden, and in through the back door. While Colin was in the living room on the phone to the emergency services, Kaylee had called Lynn back horrified at what was happening. Lynn and Colin's dad, Brian, rushed around to their son's home. The 999 call with Colin lasted over 10 minutes before emergency services could get to Dragon Rise. Colin was heard on the recording telling his mom in the background he couldn't let them torment Kaylee anymore. In that time, Brian Reeves had gone next door himself to see what had happened in total disbelief at what his son was saying. It was Brian who had entered the Chappells' home, while Emma and Tim were there and shouted at them to leave. When paramedics arrived, they immediately began trying to save the lives of Jennifer and Stephen. Their wounds were deep, extensive. Both had lost a lot of blood. They were barely hanging on to life. Next door at the Reeves home, the police brought Colin outside to place him under arrest as he was led out the front door with emergency vehicles, blue lights flashing and activity behind him at the Chappell home. Brian Reeves was on their heels. Colin can be heard telling him to go back inside. After his arrest at the scene, Colin was taken to the custody suite of the police station. When asked, he gave his name as Lance Corporal Reeves. Before stating his service number, he appeared confused and unsure why he was there. The custody officer did his best to explain to him exactly why he had been placed under arrest.
Put your hands up.
Not me, mate. Him.
Yeah.
Go in the house.
Just put, right. Put your hands up. Right. Hold still. Hold still. Listen. You're under arrest at the minute on the attempted murder of two people inside the address next door. Do you understand? Okay. Let's walk over here a minute. Out the way. Can you guys just... All right. That's fine. We'll sort it.
What's your first name?
Colin.
Don't understand why I'm here. Why you're here. So the allegation is that this evening two people have been stabbed, okay, and have subsequently died. And you have called the police to say that you have stabbed two people. And so because they're dead, you've been arrested on suspicion of murder. That's why you're here. There's probably a lot to take in right now. Just doing my job. Okay. Do you need to speak to a custody nurse about anything in particular? Anything medical that you need to speak to a nurse about? What's that?
Just confused to why I'm here.
Brian Reeves had also been arrested at the scene, with reports from the neighbors of his aggressive behavior inside the crime scene. Officers at that point didn't know who was involved in this horrific stabbing and who wasn't. Jennifer and Stephen Chappell's injuries were too severe for them to survive. They were pronounced deceased at the scene, a loving and happy couple, and parents to two young boys who had been viciously murdered inside their own home while their sons lay asleep upstairs. Two innocent children were now orphans, never to see their mom and dad again. At the police station, Colin Reeves' clothes had been carefully removed for forensic testing, and his fingerprints had been taken. He was now with investigating officers in an interview room for a formal interview about what had happened at Dragon Rise. The camera mounted high in the corner of the room, pointed at the seat now occupied by Colin. In a gray police-issued tracksuit, replacing the black t-shirt and jeans he was wearing, Colin sat forward, head bowed with his elbows on his knees. He didn't look up as the officer began to question him. At the final question, his hands moved to cover his face as he offered a mumbled and almost inaudible no comment.
Firstly, I just need to ask you, when you were arrested and brought into custody, when you were being assessed in the custody unit here, you said to the I think it was a custody nurse, "I shouldn't have done it. I've ruined their lives and mine." Can I just confirm, did you say that?
No comment.
And what did you mean by that?
No comment.
Okay, Colin, in as much detail as possible, tell me what happened yesterday in Dragon Rise that led to the deaths of Jennifer and Stephen Chappell.
No comment.
Explain to me exactly what happened inside Dragon Rise. Did you kill Jennifer and Stephen?
No comment.
How were you involved in their deaths?
No comment.
And that's it for this episode. Be sure to tune in next time to hear the conclusion. Thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.